Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this getaway Friday night, Friday, November the 20th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. Do want to remind everybody again, as we head into the big Thanksgiving holiday this week, that there'll be a free Thanksgiving Day meal November 26th, open to the public at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, right across from Menards here in Marion. Carry out will be available 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you have no transportation, home delivery is available in the Marion area 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., but you have to pre-order. You've got to pre-order by Tuesday, November 24th at noon, just a few days away. Tuesday, November 24th at noon. Now, you pre-order by calling 740-389-3684. That's 740-389-3684. That's the Dayspring Wesleyan Thanksgiving dinner. Remember, this year, Emmanuel Lutheran Church will not be having their big Thanksgiving event, which has went on for many years. And I don't think the thing is going to be going on at the Rec Center that has gone on for many years, although I have not heard yet, but I can't imagine it will. And Dayspring will not be a sit-down this year as it has been in past years. So it's carry-out, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., or you can have it delivered, but you got to call by Tuesday at noon, 740-389-3684. And remember, that's right across from Menards here in Marion. Don't forget, the free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ is tomorrow morning, Saturday, November 21st at 9 a.m. The parking lot opens up at 8. That's 535 Richland Road here in Marion. Don't miss that, and we assume they are going to have a big crowd because they're opening up the parking lot at 8, and it's the last food bank before Thanksgiving. Again, that's Saturday, November 21st, 9 a.m., free food bank at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. Now, as I said, the phone lines would be open this hour. If there's anything you'd like to talk about, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944, 18 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Do you have an interesting Thanksgiving memory that is in your mind? Do you have big plans for this Thanksgiving holiday that are different than in past years? Less people coming over. How are you going to handle all that? Are you going to do different things than you've done in the past that will make up for not having the people there who would normally heretofore have been at your Thanksgiving dinner? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, I did see our Pina Grigio couple. Well, I saw the gentleman in the store this week, so I know they're doing well. I hope they're going to settle in and have a great Thanksgiving holiday this upcoming week. And then we're off and running to the Christmas holiday, which this year will certainly be different because of the pandemic. But that's showbiz. That's the way it goes. And I think it'll be okay. Now, before we went to break, I was talking about apologizing. There was a question asked, I think it was in a local newspaper somewhere, and I thought it was an interesting question, because a lot of people at the holidays think about people who are no longer here. And the question is, can you apologize? Can you make amends with somebody who is no longer here? And I think you can. I think it's possible to make amends with somebody who's no longer here. I don't think that them being gone can stop you from making amends. Although, to be honest with you, once somebody is gone, I'm not really sure what amends you might have to be making with that person. But if you feel you need to, I think you should go out to their shade in the cemetery and make your peace with them. I think that's fine. You know, just because somebody goes on to their reward doesn't mean that you cannot fix the problem that maybe you had. And I'll tell you this, it's a whole lot easier to fix a problem with somebody who's went on to their reward because they can't talk back anymore. So maybe if your problem in life was, you know, not being able to get along, well, you know, that's been remedied by them going on to their reward. Now you can get along with them because they're really not going to disagree with you anymore. There's no more talking back at this particular point. So it might be a good time to make that amends with that particular person. All right. As I have said, phone lines are open here. WWGH Radio on this Friday night, pre-Thanksgiving program. 21, coming up on 22 minutes past the hour. I think it's a very, very interesting holiday coming up in just a few days. But people will adapt. People adapt every year to the changing aspects of life. So it'll be no different in that way that we all adapt. Human beings are very adaptable people. Always have been adaptable people, and we will continue to be adaptable people as we always have been, even in this holiday coming up, 2020. Joined back in studio by Amy Evers. Amy, how you doing?
I'm not Amy.
Did I call you Amy?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, it's on air. You called me Amy twice.
Well, you know why it was. What, I called you twice?
Yeah.
When?
Just now.
I said Amy twice?
Yes.
Okay, here's what happened. I know who you are. Angie. No, here's what happened. I hate to bring up your sister on the air because I know your mom listens, and it's possible your sister's listening because I know she listens from time to time as well. That's Amy. She posted a picture. She's a big picture poster.
Right.
On Facebook. And she just posted a picture moments ago that was different. So I think
you
I was,
had her in your mind.
I was looking at that, okay, thinking that's a different picture.
I mean, it's okay. People call me Amy all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is Amy easier than Angie?
I guess.
I don't think that's right.
I had somebody call me Amy the other day. Yeah, I talked to this person named Amy at the office. Like, no.
Okay. How did you guys get your names? Have you ever asked your mom and dad?
Yes, I remember Dad saying, what did he say? I can't remember what he said, but I don't know.
Was there a purpose behind it? Oh, there was.
Probably.
Oh, just not a purpose we can bring up here.
I don't know.
Well, see, I don't know where
I don't know.
I, you know, I'm not sure where my name came from. There was nobody in my family who had that name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Matter of fact, I used to think I had a common name, but as time goes on, it's not common anymore.
No. Well, I mean, my name's definitely not common anymore.
Which I don't mind. I like having a uniqueness.
Yeah. I mean, my name, I knew a few Angies growing up, but, I mean, people don't name their kids Angie anymore, or Angela.
Now, did you ever go by Angela?
No, my grandma was the only one who ever called me Angela.
Now, did you like your name growing up?
Oh, I guess I didn't think anything about it.
Angie's a good name. I like it.
Yeah, I always had, there was always another girl in my class with the same name. So, There was two of us.
I never had that in my classes. Mm. There was never like a Scott S. and a... Now, it's weird because the mayor, his name is Scott. So there's that here right. in this town. But really, other than that, I don't run into a whole lot of Scots anywhere I work or have ever done things.
Yeah. And I mean, even at work, like there's been a couple other Angies that I've worked with over the years.
You know, I was happy to hear this during the break, too, that Dr. Fauci has now said that Santa Claus has innate immunity and can't spread COVID.
Oh,
so,
he did?
Well,
that's
of course.
He said that.
Well, yes, because, you know, people were worried about Santa coming into the house and mm-hmm. maybe he might have COVID and you might give it to him because he's around a lot of people this time of year. But Dr. Fauci has examined Santa Claus and he has immunity.
Really?
He cannot spread it. So there you go. And that's the nation's top doctor.
Yes, he is.
Not like that quack Dr. Oz.
I never watched Dr. Oz.
I don't. I wouldn't even, you know, if my television got turned to Dr. Oz, I'd throw the television out the window.
Would you?
Can't do Dr. Oz.
My dad and my mom, I thought, watched Dr. Oz.
Oh, no. See, I think he's trouble.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's always telling you what's going to kill you. You watch that show, and you have every disease under the face of the earth.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you drank orange juice once. Oh, my God, that gives you cancer. No. See, I can't watch him. He's like that.
Huh. Yeah, I've not really ever watched him.
Bad. Bad experience.
Hmm.
It's like that other...
Did he tell you you had something one time?
Well, I don't know that he told me personally, but I was watching his show, and he...
And he thought you were dying.
Well, he takes, like, the very common problems, like, oh, do you ever have a pain in your... pinky finger? Well, that can be a sign of paralysis that's going to set in your whole body, and I'm thinking, gee whiz.
Yeah. You probably should never tell him about the twitching.
Oh, yeah, I had some twitching back at the end of summer. Mm-hmm. That never came back. I don't know what that was.
I still have my twitching.
It was
not near as bad as it was.
It was in my lip.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on then.
Yeah.
I had a whole litany of medicals.
You know, it could have been stress.
It might have been. I was having that lip twitch, and then I fell off the chair and bruised.
It hasn't been that long ago.
No, but boy, that was a big one.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that Friday coming in here, because that happened on I can even remember the day of the week. It happened on a Thursday night, and I thought I was okay. And I came in here on Friday morning, and thank God it was still weather where you could wear flip-flops, because I don't think I could have put a shoe on that morning. And I remember trying to get out of bed, and I could not put any weight on my left ankle at all. And it was just, so easily could tell it was swelled, and it was turning black and blue, and... It was just awful. And by the time that weekend was over, it looked horrible. It just looked awful.
Well, you probably didn't rest it like you probably should have.
Well, that's probably true. I think I just kept right on trucking and trying not to have people look at my foot.
Yep. You were trying to hide it.
I think I did a good job of it.
Half.
Although people kept asking, how's your foot? How's your foot? How's your foot? It's okay. Turned out okay.
Well, it probably still causes you some pain sometimes.
Occasionally.
Occasionally.
What I did...
Like if you hit it?
If I hit it. But I also noticed that last week, things are moving around over here. Last week, I noticed that there was one day last week where I wasn't feeling incredibly bad, but I wasn't feeling incredibly good, and I was laying on the couch all day, like last Sunday. And I noticed, you know, when you have, like, your body hurts from something, just body aches, I guess is what it would be. I noticed that my ankle hurt. Like, I could, like, the aching of my body, I could feel in my ankle. Like, only the one ankle, the hurt ankle.
You probably have arthritis set in.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Just call me Dr. Oz.
So I guess I'll probably be in a wheelchair soon. That's weird, though, because I thought, why is my ankle feeling a body ache?
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. I've done things to certain body parts, but you end up with, like, arthritis. And then that's just how it is. Old Arthur sets in, and that's it. You have it the rest of your life.
Well, what is that going to do to my ankle? What do I get to look forward to here?
Limping.
Oh. Forever?
I don't know. Well, let's hope not.
I don't think I have arthritis anywhere else.
Have you broken other...
it's only in broken areas?
Well, not necessarily broken, but...
I don't know that I broke that. I still don't believe it was broken. Because how could I have walked?
I don't know. Sometimes people walk on broken things.
And it didn't hurt.
Maybe you have a high pain tolerance.
I think I would have felt more. I just can't imagine a broken ankle would heal itself like that.
Yeah. I mean, you were pretty much better, the next week?
Yeah, I mean, I never went to a doctor for it. I never missed anything. I never laid around, it never happened.
Yeah.
There was never a day where I was not on it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. At least, it's, for the most part, it's better.
Yeah, I think it took like a week to stop limping, but once that week was over, I was okay. Mm-hmm. And now it's okay.
Unless you hit it.
I'd have to hit it pretty hard.
Yeah.
But boy, when the swelling's what took a long time. I think the bruising even went away before the swelling.
Yeah. I haven't done anything like that for a while, so hopefully.
You know, and what's weird, I had premonitions all summer that was going to happen. Because what I was doing was adjusting my antenna. Mm-hmm. And every time I would get up to adjust the antenna, I always was worried that I was going to fall off. Because it's not stable ground. It's just ground. And I always thought, I'm going to fall off and do something to my ankle. Because that's what you would hit.
Right.
If you fell off. And every time I got up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, and here we are at the very end of summer. It was like October, beginning of October, really fall. And I was getting up there one last time, and...
So what do you turn your antenna for? Like, well, you turn it?
Yeah. Well, see, what happened was, I had one antenna, and I don't have a tower. So, if it moves at all because of wind or storms or anything, it can knock it out because there are houses in the backyard that will block the view. So sometimes you have to adjust it a little bit to get certain channels back in. Hmm. And what had happened this last time was it wasn't even an adjustment. It was, I think somebody mowing the yard had hit the cord and split the cord. So it wouldn't work at all. So yeah. I had to put a new one up. And I was putting the new one up.
Without a stepladder.
Without a stepladder. And that premonition that I was worried about all summer that never happened, happened. And you know what's weird? I had used a different chair. Because I started using a different chair because I was paranoid that the first chair was going to give away. Because I was getting up on a lawn chair.
Oh.
Which that always worked, though. It's when I went to the other chair that it finally went over.
You definitely need a stepladder.
I do.
That's good, because that's what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to tell people what you're going to get them for Christmas.
But I already told you.
But a few weeks ago, I asked you what you were going to get me for Christmas, and you said, I won't tell you. I'm looking. And you asked me all these weird questions. All that for a stepladder?
Well, maybe I was planning on something else.
But you've decided, because of my ineptness, that a stepladder is the best way to go.
Yeah.
So you really don't have any traumatic holiday stories? I spent the whole first hour talking about family drama, and it's really not my drama, though.
I don't think so. Not, like, really... No. They're just pretty average.
I don't know. Maybe it's because there were too many family members at those outings.
Yeah.
You know, after a while, people started staying home, and I thought that was good. I thought, stay home with your... Because, you know, eventually what happened was, because my grandparents... Well, I still have grandparents alive. You know, it's weird in the circle of life. This is going to be a lesson, and people... There's a lot of people out there who know this. If you have your kids very young, and then your kids have their kids young or, like, in their 20s, what you will find is if you live a long time, you get pushed out of the picture. Because what happens is, because I noticed this with my grandparents, because my grandparents, I said I still have a grandparent living, biological, and all my grandparents lived in, well, three of them, I was in my 30s, my late 30s, when they were dying. So, I got to see their life. And what happened was, when they had kids, I assume it was normal. I wasn't alive then. But then when their kids had kids, it turned into a big thing, but they were still the ones who put it on, and they would have their kids and their grandkids over. But when their grandkids started having kids, then their kids were grandparents, and their kids started putting on their own events for their kids and grandkids. And then what do you do with great-grandma and great-grandpa? You know, it stopped happening. What then would happen was, and I never went to these, but what would happen was they'd say, well, let's all get together like in the middle of December and we'll do something.
Right.
So essentially they were just kind of pushed to the side. They were always brought, but they were never in charge of having it or putting on anything. And at this point, I don't even think anybody will visit the one who's still around on the holidays. I mean, they haven't in the last few years.
Hmm.
So it's not even a COVID thing.
Hmm.
He's certainly not going to anybody's house anymore.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's the circle of life. Isn't that fun? If you're lucky enough to live that long, that's what will happen.
See? That's why I wouldn't want to live that long.
But if you have your kids older, it might not. Because the problem is when your kids' kids have kids. That's when you get pushed out.
Yeah.
But if you have your kids like in your 40s, you're probably not going to see your kids' kids get old.
Right.
So, you're probably not going to be pushed out.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, my grandparents, I never knew my grandpas, either one of them. And my mom's mom passed away when, like, my son was only, like, a year and a half old. So, I haven't had a living grandparent for about 20 years.
So she died when your son was how old?
He was like a year and a half.
So that would have been when she would have started to get pushed out.
Oh, no, she wasn't definitely getting pushed out.
Well, I mean, life pushed her out, it looks like, unfortunately.
Yeah.
No, but it would happen, because eventually your parents would start wanting to have a thing.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. She was always, I mean, she stayed with my aunt. So she was always home.
Like, I guess you have to be kind of independent to be pushed out. See, that's a weird thing, too. If you have your independence, if you are, like, living with somebody, well, then you're included because you live with them.
Right.
But if you're still doing your own thing, people kind of...
Yeah.
They forget.
Hmm. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine doing that in my family. Like, well, I mean, my mom is, like, really, my mom, you know, is, like, I don't know, there. I can't imagine not having her around. Like,
but your kids haven't had kids.
No, but, I mean, Brandon's old enough to have kids.
Right, so but you got to give it, like, 5 years to when the kids start Santa Claus and, you know, are aware. That's when it happens. Hmm. That because what happens is then their parents, the grandkids, don't want to go far from home on Christmas anymore. And then, but yet they want to be with their parents, but mm-hmm. not their grandparents. And that's when the grandparents end up getting pushed out.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that would happen.
That's how we do it in my family.
I don't think
that's how we shove them out.
That wouldn't happen in my family.
Well, I mean, it's not like they did it purposely. It just happened.
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know.
Well, I think it's already happened with, you know. Well, like, to have a grandparent alive at this age is different.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
You know, I certainly don't think of them like I did when I was, even in my 20s.
Right.
You know, it's way different.
Hmm. I guess, I mean, I would have no idea because I didn't get to the opportunity to see what that was like. I mean, my kids will, though.
Right, that's what I say. If you have your kids young, and then your kids have kids young, this can happen.
So basically, I'm just going to be pushed out of the picture.
What? Maybe, no, it would be dependent on if your kids' kids had kids young. Then you get pushed out. Hmm. But if there's a generation that ends up having kids older, then you're okay. Hmm. One generation, as long as one generation has kids older, then it doesn't happen. But if every generation has kids in their 20s or below, then it can happen. Unless you die.
So, Nallie and Brandon do not have any kids, so you're like 30.
Well, then you'd be okay.
Okay, we're good.
Because when they would be 30, you would be...
I don't even know.
Old.
Yeah.
Right. So then... So you got another 20 years because their kids have to have kids before you would be pushed out.
Hmm. I probably won't live that long. I don't think that's anything I have to worry about.
Again, your dad was 85 and your mom is still around. I think you've got the genes for it.
Oh, I don't know. I got some type of genes. Not sure what.
Well, that's true. I mean, are we... Your dad never thought he would live to be that old.
Nope. I mean...
His family all died before they were 80.
Yeah. I think he started fretting when he turned 65.
Oh, did he? He was worried then.
Yeah.
But he made it. 20 more years.
He did. Yeah.
So, you know, it's interesting.
He looked up his death date on the computer one time. Ugh.
Looked up his death date.
Yeah. And you know how you can look up your death date and the computer will put in something silly?
Oh, and what did he think?
He believed it.
He believed it.
Yes. Yes. And then we finally got past that day and we're like, Dad, you're still alive.
Like, how much did he believe it?
He really believed it. I swear.
Like, was he getting his affairs in order? And
I don't know.
I bet that was a rough day.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah.
Wonder what they base that on.
It's probably some algorithm.
Well, don't you... If I remember that, when that was highly popular, didn't you have to put in, like, when you were born and
probably,
how old your parents lived
medical issues? But back then, I don't even know if he had any medical issues back then.
Well, was this a recent thing? Death date?
Oh, no. I mean, he did that a long time ago.
So he outlived that long.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. I wish I would remember. I mean, Amy or somebody might know. Might remember, but I don't remember, like, what date that was. Like, how old he would have been.
You know, death is something we don't talk about in this country because there's a weird stigma about it. But I like it because I think the more you talk about it, the less you fear it. And I don't have a fear of it, I think, because I like to talk about it. And what I have found is that it's interesting because they always say people know that they're going to die. Like, people will start talking about it. But I don't really know if that's true, because like my grandparent, who is still alive, mm-hmm. has been saying they were going to die since they were 60. And they clearly did not.
Right.
Now, but truth, one day they will die.
Right.
And somebody will say, inevitably, well, he said he was going to die. He'd been saying that for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened. I don't think people really know. I really don't. Because you have you ever noticed when somebody's not feeling well at the end of their life, they all of a sudden stop talking about it? They've been talking about it all the time, and then all of a sudden when their toes are really on that line, they don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
They don't say, well, I think this, I don't think I'm going to make it much longer. No, they don't say that anymore. Because they're, you know, have you seen that happen? It's weird.
I mean, I haven't really had to deal a whole lot with death, so.
Well, I know.
Very fortunate.
My grandfather has been saying that since he was 60 years old, because his dad died when he was 59. And I know that because he told me that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And he thought he was going to die at 59. And clearly, he's still alive. But he still tells me he's dying every time I talk to him.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. It'll come up in the conversation. How you doing? Could you always say, how you doing? Don't think I got long left.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm sure that's true at this age. You don't have a long time left, but
no.
I don't know that you're dying tomorrow.
Hmm. Wow. How do you think he's doing in the whole pandemic?
You know, it doesn't seem to bother him. When I talk to him, he seems same as always.
Just no different.
No different.
That's good.
You know, I don't think he... I think that people of that age who are living no longer independently don't fully grasp what's going on in the world because they're not getting out anymore.
Right.
And they have no schedule to keep. So, you know, they're not going to the grocery store seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
I think it's hard for them to understand it.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it's never happened in their life, and they're severely old, and I don't think they can grasp why this is going on.
Right. I mean, it's hard enough for any of us to grasp what's going on.
But we'll grasp it now. Like if you know, God willing, I live to be his age. If this happens again, I'll say, oh, I remember. When this happened, you know, I get it, why everybody's wearing a mask. They never saw this in their life. And they're old. You know, and old people think they've seen everything. This was new.
Yeah. Do you feel like a lot of the older people don't believe it?
I don't know.
Have they ever seen anything like it in their time?
When I've talked to him, I think he gets it. I think he just doesn't understand the severity of what's going on. I don't think he understands that things are shut down. I don't think he understands that people are working from... I don't think he understands that the whole world has changed.
Yeah.
And that people are not as they once were. And that the hospitals are full. You know, they wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
Unless they watch he watches television, but I even think that's kind of hard once you get to that age.
Because watch the news?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always know when there's a storm coming.
Aw.
That's been his fear all his life. Storms.
Was he ever caught in one?
I don't know. I don't know what propelled... This guy was never afraid of anything except storms. Storms bothered him. That was his phobia.
I wonder if something happened, like, when he was a child, you know, and it stemmed from that, like, with a storm or tornado or something.
It might have. I don't know. But he was in car accidents in his life. He had surgeries. I never saw him nervous. But storms always bothered him.
My dad loved storms. We'd go out on the front porch and watch them.
I don't know what that is. It goes back somewhere, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it does. My sister doesn't like storms.
Well, he was a rough and tumble guy in his day. I mean, he was not... I saw him handle some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. At my high school graduation, he handled a guy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he had that... he didn't have a fear of that, you know, getting into it with people. And I'm talking about throwing somebody over a ledge. You know, he just didn't care. But
that was at your graduation?
Uh-huh. At my graduation, which was at the Coliseum. And, well, you know, thank God nobody knew who they were, except me, who was watching this whole thing happen. But, you know, the guy, they were leaving. He and my grandmother were leaving. And some guy was taking a video of his probably kid graduating. Mm-hmm. And he had his foot in the aisle. And I think he asked him to move his foot, and he wouldn't.
Oh.
So he kicked him. And I just saw this guy go completely around in his chair. He kicked him.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, he did. Kicked him. And then the guy must have said something, and he turned around and threatened to throw him over the edge of the banister. So that was him.
And did he do it?
No, I think the guy at that point thought better of what he was saying and didn't want to go over.
That's probably a good idea.
So there you go.
Sometimes you have to know you better quit.
Anybody who knew him in those days, 20, 25 years ago, would tell you the same thing. He was that type of guy. He just, you know, some people over-dramatize, you know, everybody thinks their dad is tough or their mom is tough. There are stories of him that go way back of he didn't put up with stuff. You know, and it's unfortunate because I don't think he was always right. I don't think you should put your hands on people, but he had no problem doing that.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Huh. Interesting.
So it's weird to see him old now.
Right.
Because he certainly can't do that now.
No. No.
But he's still got the attitude.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If somebody tries to tell him what to do, it's about the same attitude it always was. I remember when he ended up in the care facility that he's in now. And you have to tell the nurses kind of how the person is. And I remember his kids trying to say, because he's an older man now. You know, he doesn't look harm, like he's going to do anything.
Yeah.
And he probably can't, but they're saying that, you know, oh, you know, this is my dad, and he's great, and I'm sorry, you know, he's misbehaved. And I say, he's been this way for his whole life, because for the many years I've known him now, he's always been this way. I mean, he's always been nice to me, but he's not a easy-tempered guy at all. Very nice, always loved kids, always very nice with kids, and good to his family for the most part, but he just you did not want to get on the bad side. Because he did not want to be told what to do, and nobody was going to do it.
Yeah.
But he had, it's always weird, because he had sisters. He has and they're all still alive. Well, most of them are still alive. But he has three or four sisters, and he never was like that in front of them. To this day, I don't think they really know how he is. And people would say that. His sisters all think he's the greatest person who ever lived.
Wow.
In fact, one of his sisters still calls me a lot to ask me how he's doing, because she's old now herself. But he was around, his mother lived a long time too. And around his mother, which I got to see, because I got to know my great-grandmother through that. And he was never that way around her either. He was always Mr. Nice Guy, you know, good son, good brother. Not the guy I saw all the time.
Huh.
Have you ever been that put on the show in front of certain people?
I'm sure everybody has.
That was always a running joke.
Mm-hmm.
Even his wife would say, you know, when he was home, you know, you're phony in front of your family. And a lot of people are.
Oh, yeah.
My dad was phony in front of his family.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He never would speak back to his parents. He never would. He was very honoring of them. You know, like, he, like, put them on a pedestal, his parents. But he was not that way in real life.
No.
No. No, 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 no.
Huh. Well, I mean, I think people would probably always not do things in front of, you know, a lot of people would hide that they smoke, you know, or something like that, and they would never smoke in front of their parents.
Well, I think that's, like that, well, know? I know people who don't use bad language or that sort of thing. I get right. that.
I think that's maybe, I don't know, respect.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. But what I don't is when your personality traits.
Changes.
Yeah, when you're a whole different person around that person. That, to me, is phony. You know,
right.
I don't think that's good. And I think, you know, clearly you don't, you probably have some kind of problem with the person you are, or why else are you doing this?
Yeah.
See, I'm too honest. I talk about my aunts here. There's no phony to me. But see, I pay the price for it because I'll get bad letters saying, why did you talk about me?
Oh, no. Well, hopefully you won't get any bad letters tonight.
No, but I'll get somebody saying, why did you talk about her? Oh, if she hears about that, she's going to be upset.
Yeah.
Well, you can't please the world.
Definitely not.
But I'm not, people I like. Mm-hmm. I don't have much of a middle ground.
You either like him or you don't.
And if I like, but I'm not mean to people. If I like you, I will go way beyond what I can do to help you. If I don't like you, I just, like the curtain comes down and I have no contact with you.
Like you did with me for like 20 years.
Well, no, you did that.
Whoa.
You hated me for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
20 plus years.
I don't think so.
Because I just learned recently that we knew each other when I was a teenager. And you ignored me for 20 plus years.
Nope.
And the sad thing about this is 15 of those years I worked with your father and you knew it.
Well.
This is why I called you by your sister's name.
Yeah.
There's still pent up frustration about this whole thing.
Yep. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about that.
But you're lucky, though, because the nice thing is I obviously knew your father. I know your mother. I like both of them a lot, even before you were here doing this show. So, you know, I've always liked them and known them. I like your sister. I've known her for a while now. And I like your kids. I've known them for a while because they came in with Charlie. From right. time to time, especially Brandon. He was in here quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And Natalie, I heard a show that she did with mm-hmm. Charlie not too long ago. So they were always a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
So you were the only one avoiding me for 20 years.
I had to work.
Is that what it was?
Yes. It's been my life. Work, home, work, home, work, home. That's
and,
about it.
And now?
Well, I think I've just added in a radio show. On a Friday night.
On a Friday night. Next Friday will be Black Friday. What will that be like?
Ooh.
Different.
Different.
Curfew.
Yes, that I'm sure a lot of people are going to follow.
I think the retailers will have to.
You think?
It's my understanding that they're in the curfew area.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if the protesters are going to be down here tonight.
Doesn't that ruin kind of the whole thing if you protest after 10 o'clock?
Well, yeah.
Doesn't this defeat the purpose?
But that's the purpose of their protest. They don't want a curfew.
Well, if they're out, then they're really not.
It doesn't matter anyway.
So why wave the flag?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't get people sometimes.
It's just been a weird year.
Well, we want to wish the listening audience a very happy Thanksgiving. This show will not return until next Friday, so Thanksgiving will be over by then. We'll tell Thanksgiving stories next week. Talk about the Christmas season. We'll be in the full swing of it then. I'll be on next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So tune in for that. And obviously taking Thursday off, but I'll be back Friday morning with all new fun. So any Thanksgiving wishes for the audience?
Nope. Hope everybody has a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Enjoy the turkey. Stay well. And for all of us at WWGH Radio, this is Scott Spears on Friday night for Angie Evers. Got your name right that time. Heading for the dugout. Have a great, great holiday week.
Absolutely, and I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end of the trip.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.
Oh, my. That's a great story. So Mother Goose
was... Isn't that lovely?
Mother Goose had a few nips.
Oh, what fun it was. And the joy of the children and their parents and their brothers and their sisters along the route just waving and having such a good time celebrating.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage CRTMechanicals.com.
3, 2, 1. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday 15 and replaying on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues.